Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Hey, Happy New Year, every people.
Hey, yeah, Happy New Year.
We have been drinking.
Yes, we have.
Like
it's a thousand beers.
It's a friend of ours' birthday.
Birthday.
And so we've been drinking. We just got back from the bar.
Yeah.
I am drunk like a motherfucker.
I'm feeling okay.
I think, is almost as drunk as me.
Yeah.
I think I'm just a little bit worse because I hung around a little bit longer than he did.
I think he had more too fast.
I had two pitchers by myself plus another glass of PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, classy shit.
Yeah.
And I am pretty drunk. I was talking to a couple ladies. They were dancing, and they were making this sound. They were going...
That's terrifying.
It was terrifying.
Were they big girls?
I asked about... Yes, they were big girls. Of course they were. One of them was wearing a yellow sweatshirt, so I don't know if she ever heard me say it, but I called her Mustard. Another one was wearing a Nightmare Before Christmas sweatshirt.
Oh, fuck.
Which,
bitch.
You know, who could have fucking figured that shit? So they're like, and I'm like, that sounds horrible. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's the party sound. We're having fun. Don't you know that's a great sound? And I'm like, really? Because it sounds like, I'm going to fucking die. And they're like, yeah, that sounds great. And so they kept doing it. And I was like, okay, that sounds like one of two possible things. It either sounds like A, you're getting killed, or B, you're having a monumentous bowel movement.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, good. I was like, you are out of your fucking minds, big ladies. And so...
Was there any music playing?
There was music playing, but, you know, it was the fucking bar, and you know,
it
we're talking.
It was the end of the night, yeah. Everybody's getting silly.
And I am drunk. So I'm like, that is a crazy-ass sound you guys are making. And they're like, yeah, it is. Show enough.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And so we're just hanging out and talking, and then I went to take a pee, and I came back, and I went and I was like, hey, should I get one more beer? And they're like, I don't know. Do you have to drive? I'm like, fuck yeah, I got to drive, but I'm already drunk. Like, what difference does it make, really? One more beer. Like, yes, I do have to drive, but I am already illegal.
Yeah.
What's the fucking difference? So I went and I got another beer, and I came back, and I was like, hey, what up, dogs?
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, what up, G? And there's this guy that's a friend of a friend, and I kept calling him a rapist. His name's Ben.
Oh, Ben. I know Ben, yeah.
Yeah, and I kept calling
him. That's great, because...
I kept pointing at him and saying, that's what a rapist looks like. So if you need to avoid rape, that just stay away from that. And he had this little beard and stuff. I'm like, yeah, the little beard, no little beards. Just go for full beards or no beards, because little beards, that's rape. Just waiting to happen.
I wish I could have seen that. Because I know Ben, and he can get annoying.
He went with it. He went with
it. He did? Well, good for him. Good sport.
But yeah, because he's a rapist. Of course he went with it. He's like, yeah, I am a rapist. So, you know what happens when I rape people.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't point at me.
Well, you were gone by the time I was pointing out rapists.
This is when it all went down. Okay.
If you were still there, I would have been like, you see that right there? That is the sneakiest fucking form of rape.
Yeah.
He pretends to have a girlfriend, and he pretends to be completely uninterested in anybody else. And then, rape! Just don't piss him off, because that's what sets off his rape alarm.
Yeah.
And it's just rape city. It's just rapity, rape, 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 left and right.
Yeah.
I'm like, Orion, what are you doing? I'm raping. I'm like, Orion, come on. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. We got to go to bed. And you're like, I'm raping. Come on.
We'll keep it down.
I didn't tell anybody except for the internet.
All right.
Why don't you fucking say something, asshole?
All right. Well,
you going to leave it all up to me? Fuck.
Well, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, 2010.
May old acquaintance eat my cock and all the something else. And everybody sucks my ass, especially old folks.
Is that how it really goes?
Yeah, I think those are the words.
Yeah, I never knew the lyrics. Ever.
It's called Suck My Cock by Jefferson Hamilton.
Oh, man. That's what everybody's singing in New York City.
Yeah.
After the ball drops.
May everybody suck my cock and also lick my balls. And if you are an agent, then go and fuck yourself.
They're all singing to Dick Clark.
Yeah.
That's why
fucking
he cuts
Dick
off.
Clark. Yeah, the other night we were watching the ball drop, I guess, except I never saw the ball drop, but we were watching the channel that had that on.
Yep.
And fucking Dick Clark.
Yes.
Looks like an animatronic, I swear to God. Like, I'd seen him. Like, for the longest time, Dick Clark was like, he never aged.
Yeah.
He looked the exact same for, I swear, like 20 years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he had a stroke.
This year.
And he looks like a goddamn velociraptor. He does not look like a human being at all. He makes the scariest fucking faces. All contorted and shit, like, but like, it's supposed to be a smile.
Yeah. Yeah,
that guy is terrifying.
He had some heavy fucking makeup on, too.
He looked like he was made of wax. He looked like he belonged in Madame Tussauds. Yeah. Fucking wax museum. The guy is not human. I don't know how they keep him around. I don't know if they have to use some kind of ectoplasm or some bullshit.
Yeah.
But he is still around. He's still walking and talking. A bunch of bullshit. He's still like, hey, I love these new bands that wear their hair like a fucking toucan.
Yep.
Tokyo Hotel is awesome. Yeah. I love that hot chick from Tokyo Hotel.
Yeah.
And he looks like something that belongs in the freezer section. Like, I want to warm him up with my pizza rolls.
Oh, gross. Yeah, Dick Clark, very nasty. But
I just lost my fucking lighter.
You need mine?
Maybe. I lost mine.
I got it.
Oh, my God. This is going to be the best episode ever.
No, it's okay, because it's uncut.
Uncut, unrated,
yeah.
Mother bitch.
Unrated.
Yeah, did you hear that? That was me lighting an illegal cigarette. Well, it's still legal, but damn close to being illegal. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, coming, what, May?
Yeah, in April? May or April or something like that, we're not allowed to smoke in bars or restaurants or anything anymore.
Yeah.
It's a load of bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
The thing is, I've always said this. We said this in previous episodes. If you're like, if you own a bar or you own a restaurant and you're like, no smoking in here, okay, that's your place. But if the law says you can't let anybody smoke in there, regardless of how you feel about it, that's a load of bullshit.
Yeah.
That's a total load of bullshit. Like, that's like saying, okay, you can open a Mexican restaurant, but you're not allowed to serve salsa. Like, yeah. Go fuck yourself. I'll serve whatever I want. And if people want to pay for it and they want to consume it, then they'll do so. Eat your fucking asshole, you stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah. Have you talked to people about this?
Not really.
Like at work or anything?
I don't think people know what's going down.
But yeah, at work, it's a big fucking deal because, you know, when I go on break, I'm in the smoking break room and everybody in there is like, this is bullshit. But when I talk to non-smokers, they're like, fuck you. You shouldn't be smoking. They're just trying to get everybody healthy.
Well, they're right. You shouldn't be smoking. But what if they said all of a sudden, okay, you can't smoke. You can't eat anything over a certain amount of calories. You can't eat anything with trans fats. You can't fucking sit around. You have to get so much exercise a day. Fuck them.
Yeah.
They're not my fucking mom. And even if they were, I could give them the middle finger and tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
It's the fucking government. It's none of their fucking business.
Yeah, get your fucking nose out of it.
If I want to die next month instead of like 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40, 50 years from now, then they can go fuck themselves.
Kevorkian.
It's none of their fucking business.
Yeah.
I don't care what you want me to do. I don't care what the best thing for me is to do. Like, I'm glad the information is out there. If I want to go on the internet and go, okay, what is the best possible diet for me to consume? And go, okay, I'm supposed to consume like a couple of grams of fucking iceberg lettuce and fucking cabbage and broccoli and fucking lick my balls, then fine. That's up to me. If I want to do that, that's fucking fantastic. But if I don't, then go eat your own fucking intestines, you fucking suck fucking ass fuckers.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Okay? Just, it's none of your fucking business.
Yeah. Nobody likes being told what to do.
Do you think this is going to help small businesses, by the way? Like, okay, bars. People go to bars to get drunk and to smoke. You're taking one of the reasons to go to bars away.
Yeah.
They'll still go because people like to get drunk, but not as many people will go. There will be some people who will be like, fuck this. I can take beer to my fucking place and smoke all night fucking long.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to the bar. Like, what the fuck? Who am I? What am I going to do? Am I going to meet the woman of my dreams? Fuck off. I know people. Bring a girl over, you assholes. What the fuck? Nobody's going to give a shit. This is stupid.
Yeah. I've talked to a lot of, like, there's a lot of restaurants and bars and shit that I'll attend. And I talk to the waiters, waitresses, and all that shit. And occasionally I've talked to, like, the owners, and they're pretty pissed off. Like, it seems more than I am.
All it is taking away one of the reasons people go there. And they don't sell, well, some of them do sell cigarettes at the bar.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't buy them. They buy them because there's, like, at the bar we go to, there's a gas station right next door. There's no reason to buy it at the bar.
Yeah.
Even so, that's one of the reasons people go there. They go there to get drunk and to smoke, and some people don't even smoke normally, but they bum them off of their friends while they're at the bar, which is fucking annoying. But still, they do it while they're at the bar. If you're taking away that, then you're taking away every reason they go to the bar. They go to the bar to socialize, to drink, and to smoke. The only reason they have left is to socialize and to drink. They don't have the smoking anymore. So now you're just making going to the bar kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So now they can just stay home, drink, and socialize. There's fucking Facebook. You can sign up. You can say, hey, party at my fucking place, you assholes. Bring your cigarettes, douche fucks. And they'll just go to your house. They won't go to the bar, and the bar is fucked.
Yeah, and they're losing money and all.
It's not good for anyone.
Yeah.
I'm drunk, and I'm full of words. I'm not full of any good words.
Few words.
But I'm full of words.
I get it.
But yeah, I think...
You're going to have to direct this episode, I think. You're the boss, bro.
I think the point got across, yeah.
There's no... I'm just going to say this right off the bat. There's no Orion Explains It All this week, and the biggest reason is that I had the whole week off, and that made me lazy, so I didn't come up with anything for him to explain to everyone.
It's all good, baby.
So next week, it will return, but there's no Orion Explains It All this week because I am lazy.
Well, there's no way I could do it today.
Well, we could do it. I mean, I could pull up a Wikipedia page on dividing by zero and be like, Orion, explain this to the people. But it wouldn't make any sense because you haven't even had a chance.
Well, that, and I'm kind of inebriated.
That actually might make it better. Don't give them reasons to want it.
But then they'll be like, oh, that's not funny. He's just drunk.
Hey, when you divide by zero, it's a fucking zero and you can't do it. I say it. I'm Orion.
Yeah.
I wish you sounded like that when you were drunk. That would be fucking awesome.
I get kind of ghetto when I'm drunk.
I really wanted to do an Irish accent when I was at the bar and I was still drunk.
Yeah.
There was a girl with an Irish flag on her arm. And I really wanted to do an Irish accent. I kind of tried it a little bit right as I left. But I can't really do an Irish accent. It's kind of ridiculous. Like I said,
it's hard,
like,
yeah.
Oh, all right then. I rolled my R there a little bit too much. Oh, all right then. I'm going to get out of here. That's out of here. I can't do it. I know they say their eyes is eyes. Like eyes. No,
yeah.
Not eyes, but eyes.
Yeah.
Not eyes, but eyes. I'm Irish.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, Ryan. How about them Camel Lights then? Yeah. The cadence is no problem. It's the fucking pronunciation.
Yeah.
Oh, how about them Camel Lights then? Oh, Ryan.
I can't fucking... Oh, they're fucking delicious.
They're after me Lucky Charms.
Magically delicious.
They're magically delicious.
Yes, they are.
They're after me Lucky Charms. Fucking... hard stars and clovers and blue moons. Fucking bullshit. I can't do it. I wish I could. An Irish accent is fucking awesome. If we have any Irish listeners by chance.
Holy shit. That would be.
I would seriously consider sending you money to teach me to do an Irish accent. Like, I would love to learn to do it. And not just like the fucking Lucky Charms guy, like, ooh, heart stars and horseshoes, clovers and blue moons.
Yeah, it's probably like Europe. It's probably like the UK.
Well, the
UK. It's kind of different everywhere you go in that
region.
Well,
yeah, but there's still...
Basically.
You could tell me how to do
You're rubbing off on
Glasgow.
Me.
Glasgow. That's Ireland, right?
I don't know.
Glasgow is Ireland. Fuck you.
I know.
It's so Fianna much fun. Fair. Fianna Fail. Fianna Fail. Man, you want to talk about Ireland? Ireland has enacted a law, amendment to their constitution, I think. Irish atheists challenge new blasphemy laws. Secular campaigners in Irish Republic defied a strict new blasphemy law, which came into force today by publishing a series of anti-religious quotations online and promising to fight the legislation in court. The new law, which passed in July, means that blasphemy in Ireland is now a crime punishable by a fine of up to £25,000.
No,
those are euros.
Way.
Euros. Oh, £22,000. Still, €22,000 or pounds. Fuck my ass. He defines blasphemy as publishing or uttering matter that is grossly abusive in or insulting in relation to matters sacred by any religion, thereby intentionally causing outrage among a substantial number of adherents of that religion, with some defenses permitted. So basically, you can say, oh, I didn't mean to. And then they can say, well, he didn't really mean to. But other than that, if you meant to, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
If you were like, fuck God. Yeah. And they're like, no, you meant that shit. Then you're fucked. Basically, that's it. It's like, God's a fucking asshole. Eat my fucking dick.
Did you mean that?
God. Well, I think he meant that one, didn't he? Then you're fucked.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could be like, well, I think, you know, there probably is a God, but maybe not. I mean, there might not be a God. And if there isn't a God, then, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they can be like, oh, I don't think he meant any harm by that. But these fucking guys, they're like, fuck you, eat my asshole, Atheist Ireland. They published a bunch of quotations, and here's the quotations. One's by Richard Dawkins. There's more than three, I think, but there's only three in this article. One's by Richard Dawkins, and it says, "The God of the Old Testament is arguably the most unpleasant character in all fiction. Jealous and proud of it, a petty, unjust, unforgiving control freak, a vindictive, bloodthirsty ethnic cleanser, a misogynistic, homophobic, racist, infanticidal, genocidal, filicidal, pestilential, megalomaniacal, sadomasochistic, capriciously malevolent bully." And it's all true. He is a fucking dick. And Bjork said, fucking Bjork. Who gives a shit what Bjork says? But anyway, Bjork said, "The Buddhists say we come back as animals, and they refer to them as lesser beings. Well, animals aren't lesser beings. They're just like us, so I say fuck the Buddhists." I only sort of agree with that. I mean, animals, look, here's the thing. Animals are beings, period. If, like I've said before, if you're a fucking vegetarian and you're vegetarian on moral grounds, like you're like, we should not eat animals anymore, it's not their fucking fault they're delicious, and we don't have to. We have technologically advanced to the point where we don't have to eat animals. If that's your stance, then that's okay with me. However, they still are lesser beings. There aren't any animals that are as smart as we are. Like, that's not a judgment call. That's just the facts.
Yeah.
They are lesser beings. That's not being mean to say that they're lesser beings. Bjork's just a fucking idiot. But anyway, it doesn't matter, because the point wasn't necessarily we agree with Bjork. The point was she should be able to say this, and I agree. Whether I agree with her or not, she should be able to say it.
Yeah.
And fuck you if you're going to say she can't. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
And the third quote was, burps. By Frank Zappa, it says, "To hang all this desperate sociology on the idea of the cloud guy who has the big book, who knows if you've been bad or good and cares about any of it, is the chimpanzee part of the brain working." I can kind of get behind that part. That's like, people talk about the lizard brain. I don't know if you've ever heard anybody say that.
I haven't.
When they say, like, "That's my lizard brain," what they mean is, that's the fucking stupid-ass animal part of my brain active.
Okay.
Like, well, you know, in reality, I understand that I shouldn't rape anyone. However, my lizard brain sees you're a fucking sweet ass and wants to take over and fuck you. Like, that's what people mean. It's the same kind of idea. Like, the chimpanzee part of our brain is the one who says, "There's a fucking magic guy in the sky, and he's got the book."
Yeah.
I'm a chimp.
basically. So, if you're, where am I going with this?
I don't know. Have I led you astray?
No, I'm just.
There was a guy at the bar tonight that called me Jesus.
Oh, man.
But he also called me.
How many fucking times have you gotten that?
But he also called me Zach Galifianakis.
Really?
I take more offense to one and more praise from the other.
Yeah.
I'll let you guess which is which.
More praise towards Zach Galifianakis.
Well, yes.
He's a genius.
He's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
Jesus never told a fucking joke, yeah. Fucking asshole. How human can you be when you never even told one joke?
Yeah. All right. So, Kyle, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have any New Year's resolutions.
They're bullshit.
They're total bullshit.
Yes, they are.
I've never done a New Year's resolution. Because the thing is, what am I going to do? I'm going to be like, my New Year's resolution is to quit smoking.
Yep.
Okay. And then I do it. And then what?
Yeah.
Like, or I don't do it. Or I'm like, I'm going to quit smoking. And then I don't do it. And then I just feel bad.
Like
all fucking year. What? All fucking year I feel bad?
It's a personal pat on the back that nobody gives a shit about.
Well, I'm going to be more healthy this year. I'm going to start working out and stop all the eating. Yeah. Okay. All right, then. No, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. I'm not going to stop eating. Fucking lick my butt, you fucking dickheads. No, I'm not going to stop eating bullshit. There's lots of reasons why I eat the bullshit that I eat. And none of them are, oh, I didn't make a resolution. Well, I didn't promise at the beginning of the year to someone who doesn't exist that I would not do it anymore.
Well, you promise yourself, but I hear that shit all the time.
I don't exist. Fuck me.
I hear that shit all the time.
I barely exist.
Yeah, like the day after New Year's Eve. Well, New Year's Day.
The day after New Year's Eve.
I come into work. God damn it. And everybody's like, you know, what's your New Year's resolution? You know?
Oh, my New Year's resolution
New Year.
Is to speak with an Irish accent at all times. No, yeah, they're like, my New Year's resolution is to not eat any more chipped beef. Okay. Ass. My New Year's resolution is to not go to fast food restaurants anymore. I'm going to buy all my groceries, and I'm going to eat them all at home, and I'm not going to drink coffee anymore because, you know, caffeine is a drug, and I am addicted, and I need to get off the caffeine. And, you know, nicotine is a drug as well, and I need to stop smoking. So my New Year's resolution is to stop smoking, stop drinking coffee, and to stop eating bad food.
Yeah. Basically.
All right, so what are you going to do? Just not go anywhere? What are you going to do? Like, did you make sure all of your friends made the same New Year's resolutions? Because I hope you did. Otherwise, you are fucked.
Yeah.
Life has gotten a little awkward since all my friends still go to Starbucks and I don't. And all my friends still go out on break to smoke cigarettes and I don't. And all my friends still go out on their lunch break to have McDonald's and I don't. And so basically I'm all alone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. That's fine. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. Don't get me wrong. I'm like, these are bad things for you. Smoking is bad for you. Eating McDonald's, eating fast food is bad for you.
Yeah.
And drinking coffee is not that big a deal, but it is bad for you. Caffeine isn't good for you.
It's not good for you. Yeah.
And copious amounts of caffeine is certainly not good for you, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like, who are you doing it for? If you're doing it for you, then congratulations. Honestly, if you're doing it for you, then good for you, and I hope it works out. If you're doing it for somebody else, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
If you're doing it, especially if you're doing it for, like, a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you might as well just fucking write them off now.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to happen. If Aldi said to Orion he had to quit drinking for the new year, look, you got to quit drinking. I'm scared of you. You need to stop drinking. Or I can't be with you. They would break up. And I'm sorry to say that. I am sorry to say that. I think you could do it for a while.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think eventually, whether you needed to drink or not, I think you would come to resent her for asking you to stop.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's where the problem lies.
Yeah.
If you're doing it for somebody else, you might as well just write them out of your life now, whether you're going to quit or not. Even if you end up quitting anyway. You might as well write them off because fuck them, because you're going to end up hating them for making you quit.
Yeah. Because, yeah, the whole point is to do it for yourself. But all these people I talk to, they're like doing it for other people, or husbands, wives, like boyfriends, girlfriends. I'm doing it for them. I'm quitting smoking.
Yeah,
quitting
my drinking. Girlfriend, you know, ever since we got together, we've had money, you know, because you didn't used to really have money. But now we combine our finances and we bought a house and we've got money now, you know, and we go out to eat all the time. And I got fat and, you know, I don't have time to work out either because we hang out all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So I got fat. I got kind of doughy. She wants me to work out. She wants that to be my New Year's resolution, is to get fit, you know, for the new year. Fuck that bitch. Because you know what? She's not going to do it. And you're going to end up in the gym not eating what you want to eat. She's still going to want to go out to dinner because she's a fucking cunt-ass bitch. And you're going to get blamed for your fucking pot belly. Yeah. She's going to want to go out and get a glass of wine and get some dessert and split it. She's going to want you to finish her plate because she couldn't do it because she's a frail little girl. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
It's your fault. I mean, it's my fault, too, but it's your fault, you fucking stupid cunt.
New Year's resolution.
So. I'm feeling very positive tonight. I don't know if anybody's noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very positive.
But basically, I think they're bullshit. Like the whole Lent thing.
Oh, my God, Lent. Don't get me started on Lent.
Sorry.
Well, the thing about Lent is, like, people who don't even necessarily really believe, like, the rest of the year they don't even go to church. All of a sudden, Lent comes around. They're like, I'm going to give up turkey legs.
Yeah.
When did you eat a fucking turkey leg, stupid? No, but, like, I go, I'm going to give up caffeine, or I'm going to give up alcohol. Well, I think the idea originally was to fast, but whatever. Give up what you want. I'm going to give up child pornography. Fucking Lent. Who cares? What difference does it make? You know you're going to pick it back up when Lent is over. So what difference does it make?
Yeah, it's fucking
if you
stupid.
Gave it up for good, if Lent was like, okay, here's what's going down. I am done with caffeine. I'm done. I'm not going to do it ever again. I'm going to give it up for Lent and I'm never going to do it again. Okay, that'd be significant. If you're going to be like, I'm going to give it up for Lent, and then when Lent is over, I'm going to do it again. Then what's the point? Who are you trying to impress? Not me, because I'm not impressed, asshole. Because I could give it up for a month, too, or whatever it is. What is it, like 4 weeks, 40 days? What is
it? I don't know. 40 days.
Who gives a fuck? I could give up anything for 40 days.
Yeah.
I am very positive this week. What else we got, Orion?
Voicemails.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah, we got a couple, or a few.
All right.
All right.
Hey, guys, it's Mike, and I got a question for you. Does the new millennium or the new decade, does it start with 2000 or 2001 or 2010 or 2011? If you could shed some light on the topic, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
It's 2001 and 2011. How's that? Easy? Okay. Do you need well, let's explain
it. Wait a minute.
All right.
Back up.
The new millennium starts 2001, and I'll tell you why. Because there's no year zero. Like, if you're counting to 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 is not the beginning of the next 10. It's the end of the first 10. If you're counting from 0, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, then 10 is the beginning of the next 10, because 0 is the first one. 0 is effectively 1, 1 is effectively 2, 2 is effectively 3,
yeah.
But there's no year 0.
Yeah.
It goes straight to year 1. So 2010 is effectively 2009.
Some asshole asked me, is it 2010 or 2010?
Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I wanted to punch him in the face.
Technically, 2010, uh-huh. I think, is more accurate, but 2010 yes. is what people are going to say.
Yeah, it's more hip.
It's like 1995. Trendy. Nobody's going to say 19,095.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but it's technically, it's more accurate, I guess, to say 2010. But yeah, so 2010 is not technically the new decade. 2011 would be the new decade.
Yeah.
However, it's close enough for me. Whatever. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's celebrate the decade past. What happened this last decade?
Oh, man.
A bunch of bullshit. I graduated from high school.
Yeah.
What else?
I think it's all on the show, basically.
Yeah. Not a lot. Like, I mean, I guess cell phones became a big fucking deal. Like, they were already on the scene.
Yeah, they were in.
But they really
television
became.
For sure.
They really became a big deal, I think, in this last decade.
Yeah.
Because the decade before that, right at the very end, was when people started getting them. Like, people you knew started getting them.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have one in high school, and I don't think I knew anybody who did either. But they could have. And it was, like, right after that, when everybody fucking had one.
Yeah.
So there's that. What else happened this past decade?
A lot of people died.
That's true. Just this past year, a lot of people died. Fucking Brittany Murphy died right at the end.
Jesus.
She's just trying to cling on to the trend, I guess.
Now, hold on. How do you feel about that?
I don't really care.
Yeah,
I kind of do. You know, like, Brittany Murphy was okay. She was in a couple movies I liked. So, you know, it's kind of sad that she won't be in any more. But I didn't really care.
You're such a liar.
No, I'm serious. She was in a few that I liked.
Hey, what the fuck? What movie? She was in, like, Stigma. No, she wasn't.
That's not even a movie. Stigma?
I think it is a movie.
You mean Stigmata?
Stigmata, yeah.
Because that's a different thing.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think she was in that, but even if she was, it's not called Stigma. Yeah. She was in Clueless.
Oh, shit.
And I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Clueless was fun. I liked that movie. She was in Eight Mile.
8 Mile, yeah.
She was in Jersey Girls, Uptown Girls. I didn't see that one.
I didn't see that.
But that one had, what is that fucking tiny midget bitch's name? fuck. The little girl that's, like, way too smart to be a little girl. What the fuck is her name?
Oh, the little blonde girl?
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
She was in I Am Sam. Yeah. What the fuck is her name? She was in that movie.
Google it.
God fucking suck my fucking balls and fucking ass. What is her name? I should know her name. I can't Google. What am I going to Google? Uptown Girls? Uptown Girls. Okay, here we go, Google. Uptown Girls. You've been living in a white something, something. I wanna fuck you in your vagina, especially that really young one that I shouldn't wanna fuck. Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, Dakota.
I would fuck the shit out of her.
Oh, I want to.
I don't think, I'm kidding about fucking the shit out of her, but I don't think she's even legal today. Like, she's close, not. But I don't think she is. When was she born? 1994.
Ooh.
So that makes her how old, Orion? You're the mathematical genius. What does that make her, like, 16?
Something like that. Yeah, sure. If you say so.
Is that right? So, like, 2004 would have been 10. So 2010 would be 16.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yes? Okay, yeah. So she's 16, so I'd bone her. It's legal here in Michigan.
Consent. Legally.
Yeah,
consent.
It's legal here in Michigan. Dakota, come on over.
No.
I got a Pepsi, if you're thirsty.
Oh, man. Where are we going?
To pedophilia land?
Jesus, I don't want to go.
Uptown Girls, you've been something, something, suck my dick. All oh, right. Yeah.
Next voicemail.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Jesus. What we were doing. Okay, hold on.
Hey, guys. I actually had two stories. One of them about old people saying stupid shit, and it was, I don't know why I thought of this, but I was listening to the show, and that's just popped up for some reason. I know my grandma always said stupid shit about, she doesn't always, my grandma's pretty cool, but she would say stupid shit about music that I had listened to, and it was some rock song when I was probably in fifth or fourth grade, and it's the song When I Pass the Breaker, I'm gonna watch the world die or something like that, and she's like, I don't think so, buddy. And I just thought that was the funniest, stupid-ass thing that my grandma has ever done. And I know it just sounds so stupid, but I don't know. I don't even normally pay attention to the words they're saying in most songs. And then the other thing was that when you were talking about taking, like, Microsoft Paint or whatever and trying to take a picture of Terry Hatcher or whatever that girl's name is and make her naked, we had this thing you plugged into the TV, and it was a touch screen that you could draw on. And what was really cool is it had all these preset up buttons so that you could select the color you wanted to paint or select the tool. So it was like ghetto Photoshop way, way before I knew what Photoshop was. It's like between third and fifth grade area. And it was really cool. You could pick up, you know, different types of scenes. You could pick different kind of characters. You could have animated characters. And it was ghetto as all hell, pixelated as all shit, but it was so amazing as a kid. And they had a girl who looked like Tinkerbell. Well, I had found out that way that you could do it with the pencil and the pen tools, you could get rid of her green little fairy outfit. And I used to draw her with a little bush and tits, and my parents were surprisingly okay with that. And my brother was like 3.5 years younger than me. So, I mean, he was, I don't know. It was just looking back, it's definitely a weird thing to do for kids. But, I don't know. I have really fond memories of that shit. So I figured I'd share that later.
We could live beside the ocean, leave the farm behind, swim out past the breakers, and watch the world die. That's an Everclear song.
Yeah, it is.
As for the rest of that, I think I might have had that that thing he's talking about.
What? Really?
It was kind of like it was like a video console, like a video game console, kind of like the NES, except that it wasn't. It might have been a separate thing, but it was similar. It was, instead of like having a console that you plugged in the TV and having a controller that you played the games with, it was like the whole fucking thing was the controller, and there was a pen, and there would be like pictures for you to color in or whatever, and I don't remember much about it. Like, you could pick different colors and things and color it in, and you could draw, and that's all I really remember.
I have no idea.
But the whole thing, like, plugged into the TV and was like a drawing tablet, kind of. I think I had something very much like that, if it's not the same thing.
I've never heard of that.
Well,
I must have been under a rock, like you said.
I don't know.
Not listening to all those good songs, you know?
Well, you knew that Everclear song, right? So that's something.
Okay. But, his grandma and,
right.
Well, first of all, old people are obviously full of shit and you can't really trust them.
I'm pretty sure I told the story about how I was at my grandparents' house once.
Yeah.
And some car drove by with rap music blasting.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And they said something about how they didn't like the colored people moving into the neighborhood or something.
Really?
And there was and they didn't like the Simpsons because they were all yellow, and they didn't like Fresh Prince because everybody was so loud. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, they couldn't watch it. Everybody's so loud. Why are black people so loud? And so, you know, they were like old people racist. Like, I'm not racist, but.
Yeah.
And it's true, they're kind of not racist, but they kind of are. You know what I mean? So it's like that kind of like weird generational, I don't understand. I'm harmless, but I don't understand.
Yeah, I always feel weird, like, towards flaming homos. Because I feel like, we talked about that, I feel like I'm in the 50s or something, like, with the old people. Because if I meet a guy and he's super feminine, it turns me off, you know? I can't be...
You don't get a boner?
Well, not in that way, you know.
It turns you off.
It turns me off.
I don't have a problem with guys.
It's fucking annoying.
I don't have a problem with guys who are super feminine. What I have a problem with are guys who are super fucking annoying. If you're really feminine, that's fine. You're just a girly boy and, you know, whatever. That's all societal gender roles anyway.
Like, yeah.
We made that up to begin with. However, if you're a super fucking annoying, super pansy ass motherfucker, just fucking everything's fabulous until something goes wrong and then you're fucking screaming like a little bitch, that's annoying. But I don't care if you're feminine, whatever. I don't even care if you're wearing a dress, like whatever.
Well, I don't give a shit about that. Yeah, I could be your friend.
I don't care.
The personality, because it tends to get annoying from, I don't know, experience.
I only care if you're being annoying, and being annoying has nothing to do with your sexuality. Like,
yeah, not at all.
You can be a super annoying douche and be the straightest guy ever.
Yeah,
I will still hate you.
Yeah.
And you can be the gayest guy ever and not be a super annoying douche, and I'll be your best friend. I don't care.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about that.
Yeah. What else did he say in the voicemail?
That was pretty much it. He was complaining about his grandma and old people in general not getting it, and he was talking about that program or whatever, not program, but thing, video game kind of system thing.
Yeah.
Where you could take Tinkerbell's pants off.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think we covered it.
They have a problem with it. Wow.
I'm fucking wrong.
Oh, man.
No, my mom, I guess, had a problem with me taking Terry Hatcher's pants off, but I think at the same time, maybe she was a little proud because she couldn't have done it, you know?
Yeah,
like, if she wanted to, she couldn't have taken Terry Hatcher's pants off. Let's see you try it, Mom, and then give me shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I was bullshitting her when I gave her the excuse that I was trying to practice my artistic skills, but at the same time, I really was practicing my artistic skills. Like I said, let's see you do it, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't. Oh, really? Huh.
I remember in kindergarten, I drew the best set of tits ever.
Really?
Not ever. No, did I say ever? I mean,
best set ever. Every pair of tits you've ever seen since then has been trying to live up. Me and my kindergarten.
Aldi, you're never going to never gonna live up to that pair of tits I drew when I was five.
No.
Like, I drew the best set, like, out of all the other kids in my class.
How many kids were trying to draw a pair of tits?
I don't know. All the guys after, like...
You're such a fucking pervert.
I got into the
Playboys
early.
I guess it's not,
though. It wasn't my fault.
If everybody else was trying to do it, too, then I guess I'm the weird one.
Well,
but the thing is, I don't understand, because it didn't even occur to me until I... I've said this a million times. When I was a little kid,
yeah,
and I was pre-puberty, I was told what sex was,
yeah,
and I went, ew, really? Gross.
Yeah.
You mean I'm supposed to put this in... I'm supposed to put my pee hole in her pee hole. Really?
Yeah.
For what? To have a baby? No thanks. And it made no sense to me because it didn't sound like a good time.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. I'd never had a boner at that point.
Yeah.
And then once I hit puberty, I was all about it. I was like, oh, now I get it. You know, like, now it makes sense, which is actually annoying to me. I've said this too, I think. If I could, if it was possible to like flip a switch and no longer give a fuck, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Because there's no point to it unless you want to start a family. If you don't want to have kids, there's absolutely no point to sex. There's none. I mean, it feels nice. Okay, but I wouldn't miss it. If I could turn it off and not want it anymore, I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't be like, oh, man, remember that time I jerked off? That was great. No, I'd be like, okay, now I can do other shit and not stop every once in a while to watch porn on the internet and jerk off. I'd be at least marginally more productive.
That's true. I don't know if I'd agree.
That's because you're a hornball, and you've never thought about it from that outside perspective.
Yeah.
I would absolutely, if I could stop eating, I'd do that too. If I could make myself think of food as pure fuel and not care about what it tastes like,
yeah,
and not care about how awesome eating is, if I could just make myself think of it as pure fuel, and yeah, the only time I eat is when I need to keep going, I would do it. But I can't. That's not the way I work. So I'm going to keep doing stupid shit, trying to fuck people and trying to eat things, and I'm going to be an asshole.
Well, basically, I was getting at, where was I? Every other kid was drawing tits, like, you know, two circles.
Oh, right. I kind of got way off track.
But
sorry, keep
two
going.
Circles and, you know, like dots in the middle, whereas mine were like, you know, more.
Did yours have areolas?
Curved. Yeah.
Did yours have some cleavage?
Yeah. And I remember I told my teacher, because she goes, what are you drawing? And I pointed at some girl, which was a mistake.
I'm drawing Jessica.
Yeah, I guess.
She doesn't even have tits, Orion. She's five.
I know. That was the worst. I'm surprised they didn't talk to my parents, like my dad, like, what's going on with Orion? He's drawing tits all the time. But I did get pulled out of class, I think, and talked to. But
what are you drawing there, Orion? Those are some great googly eyes. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but anyway.
I did go through a period where I would draw naked chicks.
Yeah.
But it was after I hit puberty. Like, I don't have any explanation for why you were such a fucking hornball before you ever had a reason to be.
I didn't.
Like, I just want to fuck everything, even though I kind of actually couldn't, even if I had the opportunity.
It's hard to explain. I wasn't like horny or anything. It was interesting. I don't know.
That was never interesting to me. I was more interested in dinosaurs and mutants and fucking science. And like, that's seriously, that was what was in, like, I don't want to make myself sound like an egghead, because I really wasn't that smart. Like, I'm not that smart. I'm not a genius or anything. But that's what I was interested in. I was more interested in science and shit when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And then my fucking erection took over and
yeah,
and it was annoying.
So I think the lesson learned, like, if you were to have kids and you shouldn't have Playboys around or porn movies, you know, that your kids can get into, because it can kind of, I don't know, start that bullshit off early.
Or maybe you shouldn't keep it a fucking secret so they find it and then they're obsessed with it because they don't know what it is and you won't fucking tell them.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Maybe they find your Playboys and you go, well, that's what adults look at, you know, when they get horny, because once you hit puberty, you start wanting to have sex. Let me tell you what sex is. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
The guy puts his penis in the girl's vagina, and it kind of goes in and out, and it feels good. And when you're done, stuff comes out of the penis, and it fertilizes the egg. The women have eggs that come out of their ovaries, which is on the inside. It fertilizes that, and that's where babies come from. That egg gets fertilized, turns into a baby eventually. So that's what happens. It feels good, and you do it, but, I mean, you're... You don't even know what I'm talking about, right?
Well, no.
Yeah. Exactly. You'll understand when you're older. But for now, just know that sex is about making babies.
Yeah.
And that's enough, I think. I mean, I knew what it was.
Yeah.
I fully knew what it was. Like, if I wanted to, I could have fantasized all day about putting my wiener in somebody's vagina. And I didn't because I knew what it was. Yeah. And it sounded boring to me, to be honest. It sounded boring and messy and gross. Like, Well, I pee out of there, and she pees out of there.
Yeah.
Why would I want to do that? That's gross.
Man, it's like, I was so backwards.
It's like licking her asshole, which some people are into. That's the weirdest thing to me, is some people are into, like, I see porn, and there's a lot of porn out there where the guy, like, eats the chick's asshole out, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Why? Like, why would that even occur to you? Like, that's a, really? She shits out of, you know she shits out of there, right?
Yeah.
Like, girls aren't different. That's where they shit out of there, too. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You do. Oh, you do know that. Really? This is fascinating.
You should be studied.
I guess it's not that uncommon, though. I don't know. I don't know where all that shit comes from. I don't know where the fascination, like, for me, the only thing I really want to do in terms of all of that is have sex. And it's literally that. Like, I just want to have sex.
Yeah.
Like, there are little kind of side things that I find more attractive than other things, but I don't want to eat somebody's asshole. I don't want to shit on their chest. Yeah. I don't want them to piss on me. I don't want to piss on them. I just want to have sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's understandable.
If anybody's into boring sex, I'm available. Should I play the next voicemail? I don't even know what to
next
do.
Next voicemail.
All right.
Hey, guys. Short time listener, long time talker. I have a question about the last episode about the rape topic that you guys were talking about. Now, is there like an age barrier or a minimum that you would say, hey, that's just too young? Or do you guys like tight holes? Because, well, maybe you guys have small penises or something. If you could just shed a little light on that about your penis size, I don't really care about the raping of children. Or we can, yeah, I would like to listen to some mutilation of kids. Either way. Yeah, that would be good. Okay, bye.
All right, Orion.
God damn it.
This is your department, not mine.
No kids. What the fuck?
So when you say, I would like to hate fuck.
Yes, they're women. They're
no kids.
No kids, no.
What if they were really annoying?
Oh, no.
Really?
No way, man.
But is it really? I got the impression that it wasn't really about the sex, because you said it didn't matter if they were attractive or not.
Yeah, it's...
So well, it was about the punishment.
Well, when they're kids, they don't know better. And I've known a lot of fucking people that are total assholes and out of their fucking mind bastards, you know, and then they grow up and they're fine. So I wouldn't, you know, hold that against the kids. But once they're adults and they're full of shit.
At what age would you cut it off? Would it be 16, like the age of consent, or 18, like the legal adulthood age?
I think 18 would make me feel better.
Really?
Yeah.
What if they were still, you know, kind of dumb? What if, like, the next year they would have been okay? Like, the next year they would have been like, ah, shit, I'm an asshole.
That's true, yeah.
But you'll never know.
Yeah.
Because you raped them. just to be clear, you raped them.
Well, they had their chance.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Yeah, so.
Oh, speaking of.
Yeah.
I totally forgot for a second. We made a new promo for the show.
Oh, yeah.
That I call the rape promo. And you may have heard it already because I put it up on the website and on the Facebook. But in case you haven't heard it before, I just bumped the mic. I will play it now. Hold on. I gotta find it.
I need a beer.
Shut up, bitch. Holy shit, this is taking forever. Okay, here we go. I'm on the right drive, and I'm in the right directory, and... no, I'm not in the right directory. Fuck me. Now I'm in the right directory.
Yeah.
And here we go. All right. Shut up, Orion.
Got it.
Orion, what is up with you and your rape complex?
See, guys have this member, and it's a powerful thing. The things you can do with this, like... There are, well, there's women and people, probably all guys, but rape them. Hey, man, can I have those pants? You ever go through a day and you don't feel like you've accomplished anything? No, you go home after a good rape.
You go home after a good rape. To do. Laundry. groceries, rape. I got that rape ticked off my list. Took a lot longer than I thought, though. I'm not going to get to laundry.
I'd like to start a club, like a fight club.
All right, guys, commence rape.
But I'd call it rape club.
Rapists. Rape, rapists.
We would just rape everyone.
And Orion's rape fetish surfaces again.
I'm dead fucking serious. I want to hate fuck everyone.
We've talked a lot about rape.
Yeah, speaking of rape,
I don't have a problem. Rape them, and I just want to rape it. I'm pretty sure you just asked me to rape you.
Rape them.
Rape.
I just had a terrible thought. .com.
So there's that.
Yeah.
I like it. I put that together.
I had to tell a lot of people that did hear that, that I was taken a little out of context. It was
really, people heard that? Did they come to you and say,
no, they were like, because they hadn't heard like the previous shows, but they did listen to that promo and they're
really?
Like, whoa, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? I'm like,
yeah, I did cut some of it together out of context.
like sit down. Have a seat.
Like, there's
we need
part,
to talk.
There's a part where you go, I am dead serious. I want to hate fuck. And then I cut it, and I cut in everyone.
It's fucking great.
But so yeah, if you're like, I want my friends to listen, but they just won't do it, send them to that. If that doesn't get them to, if that doesn't get them to listen, then they shouldn't be listening anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What else? That's all the voicemails. I think. No, wait, there's one more. Hold on.
Yes, I was wondering if it was, I don't know, considered gay to touch another man's penis, Orion.
So that's a question.
That was it?
That's a question for
fucking
Orion.
Asshole.
Is it considered gay to touch another man's penis?
That son of a bitch.
Well, it's a valid question, especially for Orion.
I fucking hate you guys.
I'm just, well, because I know.
It's not gay, no?
There is a photographic record. Well, actually, there isn't because it's been deleted, unfortunately. But there was photographic record of Orion tugging on another man's penis. They were both very drunk and both buck naked and running around, having a good old time. And then he was like, ha ha, and he tugged on the guy's penis and it was recorded on film.
Yeah.
Well, not on film, but on digital photographs. And the picture still exists, but it's been cropped so that the penis is no longer in the picture.
Yeah.
Orion, that's not gay?
No, it's not gay. God.
Well, what would make it gay then?
If I liked it.
Is it not gay because you didn't have a boner at the time?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, where do you want me to begin? Like the whole...
Does that mean that like immediately...
Burning around naked thing?
Does that mean that immediately after sex with a woman, I am no longer straight because I get, you know, it goes flaccid?
No. Ooh. I thought it was hilarious, but I wasn't like into it.
Right. Okay.
It was funny because of I was fucking
how
drunk.
Gay it was.
No, it was like, look how gay this is, but I'm not gay. Hilarious.
Get it? It's like I'm gay, but I'm not. Because my girlfriend's here taking pictures.
I can't explain it.
There was some naked wrestling going on that night, too.
Oh, God.
There are pictures of that, too.
Yeah,
naked
that's
wrestling.
True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was so drunk. It was like, I don't know. It was like watching Jackass when they're playing with their dicks, you know.
Like tying fireworks to them and shit.
Yeah, and like nobody gives a shit around because it's funny.
Hey, I don't care. I've seen your dick a million times because we're all gay, right? I mean, wait a minute.
No.
We're not gay.
No. But,
no, that's fine. That's fine.
I was wasted.
This was actually not long ago, but we talked about that night, except we never talked about him tugging on the guy's dick.
Yeah.
But it was one of the episodes we talked about him getting naked with a friend of ours and them running around.
Yeah.
He tugged on the guy's dick.
Yeah, I did.
I left it out because I was being polite. but it's been brought up again.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious because
there were some people over on New Year's Eve, and that's when it came up, and that's how it came to light, and that's why it has come up now in the voicemail.
Oh, it's all good. I've told anybody that asked, because...
Well, okay, but most people wouldn't ask. Like, hey, have you ever tugged on a dick?
Yeah,
that's the first thing that comes to mind when I meet somebody new. But, hey, buddy, it's good to meet you. You seem like a nice guy. Have you ever tugged on a dick? What? Oh, nothing. It's just, you know, I ask that of everyone I meet.
Yeah, it's just...
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. Definitely not gay, though. So.
Right. Absolutely straight. Tugging on dicks. Yeah. Absolutely straight. You've heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. You got it.
Straightest thing you can do is to tug on a dick. Go out right now and prove your masculinity by tugging on dicks.
No, just if you're really drunk and you're tugging on a dick, it doesn't mean you're gay.
Go around the neighborhood, knock on random doors. If a male answers, tug on his dick. That's how you show brotherhood.
I just thought it'd be funny because there was a camera there and I'm like, check it out. I'm tugging.
Sup, bro? Lend me your dick.
I actually can't even say that I thought it was funny because I think I'd blacked out at the time. But
speaking of, on New Year's Eve,
yeah,
we had a couple people over, just two. It was no big deal. Yeah. It was just you and me and Aldi and two people.
Yeah.
And you had earlier that day said, man, I wish Jaeger wasn't so expensive because I don't care how fucked up I get tonight.
Yeah.
So I went out that day and I bought some snacks and shit. And a fucking 30 pack of beer and a bottle of Jaeger. Because
yeah.
I was like, well, Orion wanted it. Why not?
Yeah.
So I bought a bottle of Jaeger.
Orion
went out to the liquor store, like the party store, and bought, how much was that?
It was a half pint of peppermint schnapps.
A half pint of peppermint schnapps, 100 proof.
Yeah.
And he passed it around so we could each have a sip to see what it was like.
Because, yeah, people hadn't tried it.
And it tasted like mouthwash.
Candy canes, I prefer.
Yeah, but it tasted like mouthwash, though.
Candy canes.
And then Orion drank all of it.
Yeah, that was the
He
point.
Downed the whole half pint, and we were partying it up, and he kept sneaking off to the kitchen, and nobody would know where he was for a minute. And then Aldi would come out to the kitchen and find him with the bottle of Jaeger in his hand, just chugging out of it. And he got really fucking drunk. And you could tell, and I figured this out now, Aldi and I figured this out. This is a sign that Orion is too drunk.
And
I didn't know before, but now we know. A sign that Orion is too drunk is when he sheds whatever shirt he was wearing and dons a wife beater.
That's true.
Because I found later that night, I saw earlier that he was wearing the wife beater around, but I went in the bathroom later that night and his shirts, he was wearing two shirts and they were both on the floor in the bathroom. So he stripped them off and went and got a wife beater because he was drunk and it was party time. So he's running around with this black wife beater on.
Yeah.
And he's just having a good old time. Woo, party. And I guess at some point Aldi said something about, hey, you should slow down.
Yeah.
Which
you have company over.
Yeah. You have company over.
You asshole. Yeah.
They just got here like an hour ago.
Yeah.
And you are already hanging from the chandelier and we don't even have a chandelier.
Yeah.
So calm down.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to Aldi,
yeah,
you got mad, poured whatever beer you had at the time into the sink,
yep,
and went to the bedroom.
And went to bed.
And went to bed.
Then
later, I went in there with our friends, and you had an acoustic guitar leaning up against the wall, so I picked it up and I started serenading you and going, Orion has had too much liquor. And one of our friends was doing backup vocals, and we did that for about 15 minutes.
Really?
It was a while. It was a while that I was in there singing, Orion has had too much liquor, and then I kept improvising new lines.
Yeah.
And then, like, you'd say something finally,
really?
And I'd use that as a line.
No.
Like, you were like, no. No! He hasn't had too much liquor, but Orion has had too much liquor. And you were kind of half awake, but you wouldn't come back out, so.
Yeah, I was blacked out. I had no idea. Like, the first,
but you were gone so early. That's the thing. Like
that,
they hadn't been here for very long when you
very
were
very disrespectful.
Out.
Yeah, I apologize to both of them.
Well, the weird thing is that you know normally, like earlier in the night when I brought home the Jaeger, you were like, "Oh no,
yeah.
Oh no, I know better than this." But as soon as you finished that bottle of schnapps, your fucking mind went out the window, and you were like, I need more liquor.
There's that invisible line that you somehow pass.
Yeah,
and
you forget.
Through this.
Like, I am so wasted.
I've been through this hundreds of times, and I know better, but I pass that invisible line where I know that I shouldn't do this. It just kind of sneaks by, and suddenly I'm like, I need more liquor. You know, I need more.
We got so fucking drunk that night without you. Like, you were in bed, but...
I was going to say, yeah, we did.
We got so drunk, and, like, Aldi and I were singing Bosnian songs.
Oh, God.
And I don't speak Bosnian.
That's great.
But she's had me do it before. I speak more Bosnian than Orion, but all that means is I can count to 10 and he can't. That's all that means.
Basically, yeah.
Jedan, dva, tri, četiri, pet, šest, sedam, osam, devet, deset. That's all I know in Bosnian. That and štajma means what's up, and pička means vagina or pussy.
Yeah.
Krastavats means cucumber.
Oh, glad.
Penguin means penguin.
Penguin.
That's it. Okay. That's where I'm at. That's all I know.
But we kicked it off, yeah. And I really fucked myself because I heard I really missed out.
You did.
Especially on that guitar part because I blacked out and I seemed to be conscious, but I wasn't. And Aldi first said, hey, did you hear Kyle playing guitar? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Whatever. And then Mike, or no, you told me, hey, we came in and we were playing the guitar for you. And I'm like, okay. And then Mike, who was here.
Mike was the guy who was doing backup vocals.
Yeah, he's like.
I wasn't going to name names.
He told me everything. He's like, yeah, I was singing too. And you were up and you were doing this expression. You were saying this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
Really? God damn.
It's true.
But he said I was like white as a ghost. I looked like I was fiending off of cocaine or something.
You were pretty
having
drunk.
Withdrawals.
Yeah. You were really drunk. And that you were up, though, so I kind of tried to get you to come back out, but
yeah,
it wasn't going to happen.
Like I was waking up.
Yeah, you were up, but yeah. you were done.
What a lame ass. I'm sorry.
And then Aldi's mom. You might not remember this because it's been a while since we've really mentioned it, but Aldi's mom lives with us.
Yeah.
And she is Bosnian, obviously, but she speaks very, very, very little English. She had a job here once upon a time, but fucked that up. And refuses to get another one, refuses to learn English. So she's here, and the only thing she really has is she goes and visits relatives sometimes, and she cleans.
Yeah.
Well, at around 6, 7 in the morning, when we're still up partying, Orion's down, and I think Aldi was passed out, but me and that Mike guy, we were up. She just comes out and starts cleaning everything, which is fine.
Like vacuuming.
But then at like 8 in the morning, we're still out here talking, and she starts vacuuming.
Oh, my God.
And the thing is, it was kind of okay because we were all up, sort of. But if we hadn't been, she would have done it anyway.
She would have done it anyway.
And she would have just fucking woke me up. And normally I have to work at 8 in the morning. I wake up most of the time at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And she's out here.
Yeah.
Just sitting in a chair, smoking.
Yeah, staring.
Just sitting there, staring.
Yeah.
And I go to the bathroom and shower and brush my teeth and everything. And I change my clothes in the bathroom. I come out. I'm basically ready for work. And she's still out here just sitting and smoking and staring. And sometimes she starts vacuuming before I even leave.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. She has no concept of like, this is too early, too late. No,
she has no concept of time. This is the weirdest thing. She's an old lady.
Yeah, she'll sleep all day.
She'll sleep all fucking day. Then she'll get up. She'll go to the relative's house, like walk over there, come home, go back to sleep, then get up at like 5 a.m., make coffee, go back to her room for 20 minutes, come back out, start cleaning everything.
Yep,
and I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
And she's just out here fucking cleaning everything, vacuuming, fucking bullshit.
It's a pain in the ass, yeah.
And you can't talk to her about it. Well, one thing, I can't talk to her about it because I don't speak Bosnian. She can only sort of understand me. Orion can't really do anything about it for the same reason. And Aldi can't do anything about it because she just doesn't fucking listen.
She doesn't listen.
Like, you can tell her. Aldi has told her, like, listen, you need to do this later in the day. Like, just wait for me to go to work, if nothing else.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still trying to sleep, but at least they're in another room. She just doesn't care. Meh.
Mm-hmm.
She does it anyway. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, kind of a bitch.
Oh, well, she's not that bad. She's nice enough to me, to my face, but I've heard she's a bitch to Aldi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Doesn't take anything she says as truth or anything. Just
and I've heard that like Aldi has said that you need to tell her stuff, even though she can barely understand it.
Yeah.
But like you need to be the one to tell her stuff because she's Bosnian and old school and needs to hear it from the man of the house.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bullshit. It's so stupid.
I've told her, but I don't tell her like, yo, look, you know, you got to stop doing this, blah, blah, blah. I speak, you know, like in terms she can understand. Like,
right.
You know vacuum.
You know vacuum.
And like, I'll actually, like, there was that one night she was up doing shit and we were kind of pissed about it.
Yeah.
And I had to like look at her and go, like, what did I say? Like, I like put my hands together, like
by your face.
Yeah.
Like you're laying on them.
Yep. And tilted my head over, like,
go to sleep.
Go to bed. And she's like, sorry, Orion.
Hey, sorry.
Hey, sorry. Yeah. And then she listens, like, if she can understand me. And usually
for a while, but if you go to bed,
oh yeah,
if you do that and then you go to bed,
she kind of like waits
and
for
I'm
it.
Still kind of up, she'll get back up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's good times.
Good times.
Oh man. All right, well, I am pretty damn drunk and I'm starting to feel like
starting to feel icky.
Yeah, I'm starting fuzzy. To feel like I'm sobering up and like I've got a waking hangover, like that's I haven't gone worst. To bed yet, but I just don't feel so good. So
yeah,
I'm thinking we should wrap this up.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Give us a call at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Send us an email. You can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
You can check us out on the Facebook, register in the forums, suggest us to your friends on Facebook, donate all of your hard-earned ducats.
And definitely, if you get the chance, send the promo out.
Yeah, link your friends to the rape promo. They will,
or any of the promos.
They will love it, especially if they're victims of rape. They love it the most. I
from experience.
It's a weird scientific phenomenon. Am I forgetting anything?
I think that's it.
Yeah. So, do all those things.
All right, guys. Happy New Year.
Don't get raped.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll check you next week.
And if you're under 16, apparently you're safe. So, or under 18, I'm sorry. So Dakota 18. Fanning, you're still safe. For now, bitch.
Later.
All right, bye. Should old acquaintance be forgotten?